Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to give you the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy smoothie time recipe. It's smoothie time, Lee, and it is mango smoothie time.
Are you using fresh mangoes or frozen?
That's a good question.
That's key.
It depends on the time of year.
All right.
It really depends upon Publix and Kroger. It's their decision, really. You know, because it's when you get them. There's nothing better than getting the fresh stuff. But you can't go wrong with frozen either.
Right, but the bad frozen thing is fresh, then you got to add ice to make it a smoothie. If you get them frozen, the mango is the ice.
You can still use a little bit of ice, too. It depends on how cold you like it. But anyway, this is what you're going to do. You're going to use some, if it's in season, I think we are heading into mango season here, where we start to get some fresh mangoes. The one thing about mangoes is that's a tough animal to cut. Unless it's pre-cut.
Right.
They've been doing a great job in the supermarkets now. They have them already pre-sliced for you, put them in a little packet. But if you get a fresh one, there's nothing better. Man, that stuff is juicy and it's great. You're going to get 1 cup of chopped ripe mango. You're going to get about a half a cup of low-fat milk. Now, here's the milk story.
Low-fat milk, really?
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. You can go with low-fat milk. You can go with almond milk. You can go with soy milk. You can change out the milk portion of it. The milk is kind of like, you can go with a different type of milk. It doesn't have to be low-fat. You're going to use a little bit of ice. We talked about the ice issue. If it's frozen fruit, you don't need the ice. Also, you're going to add a little bit of just plain low-fat yogurt, about a quarter of a cup. And, Lee, what you're going to do is you're going to add a tablespoon of honey to make it a little sweeter. You want to make it a little sweet, put in some honey.
What about Splenda?
I don't like to roll with the Splenda.
Really?
Or you know what? If you don't add it to the honey, you can use some powdered sugar.
What about blue agave?
You can use some blue agave, too. And if you want to fluffen that thing up and you want to add a little bit of protein, you can add a little bit of whey protein into that too.
Make really?
It a little fluffy.
You would add some protein to that?
I would. I would add a little bit of protein. Just give it a little thickness, a little bit of oomph. You know, get a little oomph in that smoothie. And here's the most important part. It's when
straw
you turn
straw or no straw?
Oh, you got to go with the straw. And what you want to do is you want to get a good blender. Blenders are the most important part of this.
That's why I use Vitamix.
Use a nice strong
commercial grade.
Commercial grade blender, blend that stuff up. The one thing I will tell you about the smoothie that makes it, for some reason for me, it makes it more enjoyable. I don't know if it's enjoyable, but I like the way it looks. I always add a little bit of blueberries to give it that pinkish blue.
On top, or you throw it in?
I throw it in there. No, I throw it in there. Make it look just that. It's got that purplish tint to it.
So just like a handful of berries.
I don't know. Yeah, a handful. Makes it, you know, you don't really taste the berries that much, but it just makes the drink look, instead of making it look yellow, it looks like a blue, like a purple.
And then you have those little dots of blue.
Right. Throughout. It just looks kind of cool.
Visually interesting.
Yeah, visually interesting. And there you go.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.